It's lunchtime, and employees on break from CompuWare in downtown Detroit are browsing through the magazine racks at Borders. Melody Cron says she reads three different magazines every month. She says she's an avid recycler and an impassioned environmentalist, but never considered what kind of paper was going into her magazines.
I don't know why I haven't thought about it. I just haven't. I will now. Because I'm a gardening, I love to garden, so yeah, I just never really thought about it.
But executive David Refkin is betting that Franz and others like her would think twice before picking up Time magazine if they thought a forest was demolished to make the paper. Refkin is the director of sustainable development for Time Incorporated. He says he's noticed a strong surge in environmental awareness over the past 2 or 3 years.
We don't want people looking at a magazine and feeling guilty that, you know, a stream has been damaged and the fish are dying in there, or that habitats aren't being protected because people are practicing bad forestry practices.
Refkin says his company wants to take action now, before consumer groups decide to boycott its magazines over ecological issues. Time uses more coated paper for its publications than any other company in the U.S. The company is asking that 80% of all paper products Time buys be certified by 2006. To the average consumer, that may not seem like big news. But for paper producers and foresters, it's earth-shattering. Larry Peterson is with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Peterson says getting certified means years of work for state employees. The government has to prove to investigators that its management standards take into account issues such as biodiversity, water quality, soil erosion, and wildlife habitat. Peterson says the state is also required to provide records for each tree from the moment it's planted or inventoried through the time it's cut down and then made into planks or paper. But he says it's worth the effort.
A number of wood and paper-using companies brought it to our attention that they needed to have certified products because their consumers were demanding those. And with us having 4 million acres of state forest lands, we saw the writing on the wall that we needed to jump on this.
State forests in the region generate a lot of revenue. Wisconsin's forests earn $2.5 million from timber sales every year, and Ohio pulls in almost $3 million. Michigan's forests bring in $30 million annually. Earlier this year, Michigan's Governor Jennifer Granholm announced that all state forests will be certified by January 1st of 2006. And the Great Lakes State is not alone. New York, Wisconsin, and Maine are also pursuing certification, and Ohio and other states are considering it. Andrew Shallett with the environmental activist group Echo Pledge says he's glad Time Warner is encouraging paper companies and state governments to get certified, but he says that doesn't necessarily mean the paper is produced in an environmentally friendly way.
It's great to say that they're going to get all their paper from certified forests. The question is, who's certifying? And in the case of Time Warner, a lot of the forests are certified by a group called SFI, the Sustainable Forestry Initiative, and their standards are so weak as to be almost meaningless.
There's a heated debate over just what certification means. There are currently two groups that certify forests in the U.S. The Sustainable Forestry Initiative, or SFI, was originally founded by the timber industry, but is now an independent body. The Forest Stewardship Council, or FSC, came out of the environmental movement, or more specifically, out of the effort to protect South American rainforests. Shallett says he doesn't think SFI certification is as rigorous or as comprehensive as FSC.
It really is a problem for the consumer because you see something in the store and it has a little green label on it with a picture of a tree and it says sustainably certified, and you think you're buying something good. It's hard for the individual consumer to keep up with that.
Shallett says several states, like Michigan, have solved the dilemma of rival certification programs by getting dual certification. He says although the system has flaws, it will improve if consumers demand more stringent forestry regulations. Executives at Time Warner hope they can avoid boycotts and pickets by taking action preemptively. The company is leading the push for forest certification in the U.S., and environmentalists say the federal government may have to bow to pressure eventually and get the national forests certified as well. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Celeste Headley.